Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything that flows from it.
Yikes!
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
What's going to happen now, I wonder? Technical difficulties again. Here it goes. There it goes. One last intro, folks. We're losing our connections.
Appeared before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities which might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it. And he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
I'm Jim Tucker. I've chased Bilderberg for 30 years. I'll never give up the chase. Bilderberg plan for the whole world is nothing less than world government.
I'm not comfortable with that at all. Who elected these guys to run the planet?
They are the elitists. They feel they should run the world for their own selfish interests.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government, and only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
David Rockefeller admits in his own memoirs that he wants to destroy the United States.
Right.
He's a traitor!
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
I need you to move off the property.
Some shots were fired.
There's Bilderbergers right there.
The Trans-Texas Corridor is a vital part because we stop here in Texas. We stop the new world order right here in Texas.
This thing started here. And to save this country, we kill this damn thing here.
A chance for the President of the United States to carry out a phrase his father used, and that is a new world order.
Your new world order will fall. Yep. Humanity will defeat him. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Alright, everybody. How's everybody doing tonight? My name is Joseph Gibson. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. We're in the middle of a severe thunderstorm, so if you hear any ground noise, that's the thunder. Even in my soundproof office here that I have, we can hear the rumbling and the thundering. And it's just one of those southern storms that are rolling through. No tornadoes, I don't think. But you never know. But it looks like a good thunderstorm. And we need the rain anyway, so hopefully it rains. And that we usually get those, you know, I don't like the ones in the middle of the night, you know, those thunderstorms, because you can't see what's going on. You know, during the day, you can see if a funnel cloud is going to develop or whatnot. And we have had, since I've been here, a couple funnel clouds pass over us. And I'll tell you, one night, it was about 10 o'clock, it was about 4 years ago, and we had a funnel cloud roll over us. And there's another, I don't know if you guys heard that, but there was a big one just now that just went off. But we had a funnel cloud roll over us, and the air was so, like, it was just like stagnant. It was like so thick, and it rolled. It was an amazing sight. It was nighttime, actually. It's about, like I said, 9, 10:30, 11 o'clock, that vicinity. It was about 4 or 5 years ago. And that cloud just went right over us, and you could feel it, the power of nature. And let me tell you, it was amazing, amazing. I'm glad the funnel cloud didn't develop into a tornado, and otherwise I wouldn't be here talking to you tonight. But I have seen a tornado once or twice in my life, and let me tell you, and I actually went through a hurricane in the state of Connecticut back in the late 80s, Hurricane Gloria. I lived through a hurricane there, and when I saw the eye of the storm pass over, let me tell you, nature is powerful. It shows you how weak and pathetic man really is. Because nature can control you, take over at any time, and just the destruction is amazing. It is. It really is. But with the technology we have today, if you're paying attention, you should have no excuse whatsoever to be caught in the middle of one of these things. You really shouldn't with the technology we have. You know, we hear about these people being torn up out there in the Midwest through these tornadoes, and why didn't they take cover? Why haven't you built a storm shelter? I mean, I believe everyone should have a storm shelter. Back in the old days, everyone had one on their farms. You know, why not? Why don't you have an underground storm? Because we all know tornadoes do not, they'll go over flat ground, okay? And if you're 2-3 feet underground, the tornado will go right over you. It will not pull you up. That's just the way it is. It's a freak of nature, actually. But, you know, it's just amazing. But anyway, I invited my friend tonight on, the captain. Hey, Cap, are you on?
Yes, sir, I am on. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I love it. Great. I'm glad you could help me out tonight because I had one of my guests cancel, and I wasn't sure what the show was going to be about. I didn't advertise it all through the week. But, Cap, you had a very interesting show the other night, last night, actually, I want you to talk about that. But before we do, let's get off the seriousness for a minute. Listen, you and I and your friend Neil talked on Friday night about a show we're going to be doing later on in the season, which is probably first week of September. We're going to start it out. It's the Monday Morning Quarterback Show. And if you're a sports fan, you know, this is where myself and the Cap, we go to our entertainment mode. We're not the captain is very well informed. He knows what's going on in the world. He's not one of those sheep out there, and neither am I. But we need a break sometimes. So
yeah.
We like to go, hey, it's fun. You start talking about sports, hey, everyone has to be some sort of sports fan, one way or the other, whether it's kickball, boxing, dodgeball, whatever it is, So we're going to have the Monday Morning Quarterback Show, and I hope all my supporters out there that are listening tonight or anyone else who archives the show will tune in. It's going to be me, the Cap, and his friend Neil. We're going to have a three-man host show, and we're going to also do it on Friday night on the Captain Show, a Friday night and Monday Morning Quarterback, and it's going to be really fun, I think. I'm really excited about it, and I think it's going to be awesome. But anyway, Cap, I just wanted to plug that real quick. Talk about your show last night. Tell me what happened.
I have no idea. I had no idea. I've never, ever in the 3 years that I have been on Blog Talk Radio, I have never hung up on anybody, except for my brother once during my sports show. He was pissing me off. He was doing something that just bothered me, and I had to hang up on him. But he's my brother, so him and me, we know each other. But I've never hung up on a guest. Never have I ever hung up on a guest. Usually when they piss me off, I just put them on mute so that they can hear the rest of the show, so I can hopefully try to educate them. But last night, they picked the wrong man at the wrong time last night, because I was just in a state. And they're calling me up, all these liberals, one after another. And I usually try to take my calls.
Get away. Cap, I'm not going to lie to you. I missed it, man. I wish I was there with you. I'm going to go back, and I'm going to listen to that show. And I'm going to ask my supporters tonight, go back, listen to that show, because if the Cap's talking about it like this, we need to pay attention, because this must have been a great show.
Well, everything was going fine. I was, doing my normal show, complaining about, the liberals and everything else. And I was, telling the truth. And I know you can't do that in today's society. You tell the truth, well, you're a pariah. So I was telling the truth last night. And evidently I struck a nerve. Well, one after another, and usually I like to make my calls, you know, in the second hour so I can get what I need to get out, you know, the first hour, whatever. And there was a lot of calls in my queue, and this was, I think I had like 13 minutes of the second hour. So I said, okay, fine. I'll accommodate the audience. You know, I'll change up a little bit. I can improvise. I can go along with the flow. I figured I'd bring them on. And every single one of them, one after the other, they all said the same thing. You're making offensive comments. How dare you make these offensive comments? But I kept asking them over and over and over, what was my offensive comment? They could not tell me one offensive comment that I made. And one lady says, well, you made 10 offensive comments. I said, okay, let's forget about the other 9. Just give me one. She couldn't tell me that. And then she says, well, you actually didn't make 10. You made 20. And I says, okay, let's forget about the 19 others. Just give me one. They could not give me one comment that I made that was offensive. But evidently, I offended everybody last night. And, hey, I was having fun with them. You know, you're going to call my program up. And what I can't understand, look, if you're listening to a program and they are doing nothing but offending you, well, this is what adults do. Now, I know there's a lot of children. We got the cupcake generation this, you know, today. So they don't know how to actually change the station. The only thing they know how to do is to complain and whine and snivel and cry. So that's what they did. But an adult at this point would go, and this is what I do. If I'm watching television or I'm listening to something on the radio or whatever, and somebody is offensive to me, which I don't really get offended. I don't know how to. But if somebody's really – I just don't like them – well, I change the channel. I go to something that I do like. I don't call them up and tell them that they're offending me because of why? Do they really think – are they really that hubris to think that I'm about to change my entire way of life, change my entire show to please them? It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And so
was there any type of dialogue with any of these people? I mean, did you – because I'm going to go back and I'm going to listen to it.
I tried my best, and I wasn't even cussing last night. You know what I mean? I mean, if I was cussing, I could understand where these people would be offended, but I really wasn't. And I kept asking them over and over and over, what was it that I said? Give me just give me the comment that I made that was so – well, it was a comment. It was an offensive comment. I said, well, what was it? Well, it was offensive. Okay. What was offensive? Well, the comment. Okay. What was the offensive comment? And it went on. And
they
finally,
couldn't tell
I,
you.
Know,
that's how no. – listen, Cap, that's how these liberals are. They never, ever, ever can have any type of debate or conversation with anyone because once they're proved wrong, they start calling you names and acting like idiots.
Right. Well, no, you can't have an intelligent conversation with a liberal. And I think what no. – and you know, I had made the comment and several people have made this comment. So I'm not the first one. But there is a lot of writing that liberalism is a mental disorder, and I kind of got to go along with it.
You're right.
I mean,
I never heard that before. No.
That's been out for – oh, God, that's been out for years. I
don't know if you guys can hear the – listen, real quick, I don't know if you guys can hear the background noise, but I'm going to tell you, we're getting pounded with a thunderstorm right now. I mean, it's just blowing up. It's shaking the whole damn building. So it's coming down.
Well, we're in New York here, and all of a sudden I see these clouds coming in. Maybe we're going to get a little bit too. My garden could use a little rain. So
yeah. But down here in the South Cap, I mean, these thunderstorms, when it thunders, let me tell you, it'll rattle your whole house. And right now, when you were talking back there, I had to peek out the door and say, hey, we got another one coming in about a second here. I just saw a flash of lightning.
You know, when I moved from Washington State to New York in May of 1996, and I am in Pennsylvania, which was the last night before I drove from Pennsylvania straight into Long Island. And I had got a hotel room, and I'm sleeping, and all of a sudden, I heard the loudest noise in my life, and it woke me up. And then I heard another one, and then another one. And I called the front desk. I said, I think there's some bombs going off. What's going on? And she goes, that's thunder. I said, thunder? What are you talking about? That's not thunder. I've heard thunder before, but I've never heard thunder that loud. Well, let me tell you, the thunder on the West Coast is completely different than the thunder on the East Coast. I have never heard thunder so loud in my life. I swear to God.
Let me tell you something. Like down here in the Triad in Greensboro, we get some bad storms because we're condensed in the center. And I don't know, because you could, like, we're getting pounded right now. And I'm looking at the digital radar. I mean, it's just blanketed red over my area. But listen, I was out in Wisconsin, and let me tell you something. I saw some severe thunderstorms out there, and with those flat lands they have. See, we got mountains out here. See, what it is, the Triad in Greensboro, we're outside of the mountains. You start going into the flatlands. So when the storms sometimes will break up over the mountains, but they'll redevelop over us, and that's what we're getting hit with tonight. And it's very dangerous because, you know, we've gotten hit with tornadoes in our area. I mean, I'm watching now, and I didn't think it was going to be that serious, and we've got a weather alert now, so.
One thing about tornadoes are there isn't one square inch on planet Earth where a tornado cannot occur. That's one thing.
That's right.
About tornadoes, they can hit anywhere on, and they do hit in the north and south poles. Water spouts, you ever been out to sea? See a few of those. Those are dangerous. Tornadoes are just very, very, you know, be dangerous, but I love weather, and that was one of my jobs in the Navy. I loved it. Meteorology, which I studied in college, I was navigation, but I mean, I love thunderstorms. There is nothing like a thunderstorm. Lightning.
No, no, it's great. Well, you know what? But you see, the people out in the Midwest will disagree because, look.
Well, yeah, I mean, they get tired.
I don't know if you heard that.
Barns in their houses.
That's what I was talking about in the beginning. You see, everyone had a storm, or a basement, or a storm shelter, because tornadoes ride over the top of you. They can't go underground. They go on flat land. And if you have a basement, it'll wipe out your whole house, but if you're in the basement, you'll live. You know,
right.
So it's weird. I mean, I remember hearing a story out west where it threw strings of straw, a tornado through a telephone pole, like a spike. So,
wow.
The freaks of nature. And if I got Mike on the line from Wisconsin right now, and I'm going to go ahead and connect him. Cap, like you said, I don't know how long you stay with me, but I want to hear a little more about your show, too. But I want to get to a caller here real quick. Mike from the state of Wisconsin. Hey, Mike from the state of Wisconsin, go ahead.
Hey, good evening. Good evening, Cap. Yeah, you know, I used to be like you, Cap, and so was my wife. We used to love thunderstorms, and, you know, we'd stand there, and, you know, the lightning would be going off, like, 1,000 feet from us and everything, until one night we were sleeping up on the second floor of our home, and lightning hit the roof.
Wow, yeah.
And actually, we thought a plane hit the roof. It blew out everything. It blew out all my computers. It blew out TVs. It blew out all the sockets and the walls. If it wasn't this house out here, I don't know if you remember years ago, they used to have lights up in rooms by gas. You know, they would have, you know, like those garbage gas containers.
Right.
And
like lightning rods, like kind of like lightning rods, right?
Well, that's exactly what happened, because the lightning hit the house, ran down onto the electrical, and for some reason, it jumped over to those pipes, and ran down into the basement, and the pipes weren't connected to anything, and that basically saved us.
Mike, as a dairy farmer out in Wisconsin, and we know Wisconsin is the dairy state out in the Midwest, all flat land. Do you have any stories for us you're an older gentleman. I know you've called into the program before, and you're a supporter of the program, but you're a dairy farmer. Well, you used to be a dairy farmer back in the 80s. And your wife grew up on a dairy farm all of her life.
Do you have any stories that you can share with us? Since we're on this subject of any freaks of tornadoes or any type of destruction that you saw out there?
We had a tornado develop right across the street from us. I would say it's probably 200, 250 feet. And it developed right back then it was a hay field. And it just came down out of the clouds. And my wife's bedroom had screens in them. You know, the old screens that they used to tack in with, not like the screens today, old-time screens.
Yeah, I understand.
It took the screens off the windows, and we could never find them.
There was an old folklore tale where a tornado picked up a cow and actually picked it up and landed it in a field someplace else, alive.
Is that true?
I've
heard of that many times where it picked up a cow and...
Imagine being picked up by a tornado, and then when the tornado gets, when it runs out of steam, it drops you off very gently, say, several miles away. I mean, that experience, what is going on in your head as you're spinning around at 200 miles an hour must just be absolutely mind-boggling. You know what I mean?
And I remember watching on the news them showing how that bale of straw, those three things of straw were thrown through a telephone pole like a spike. Imagine
the force
of nature.
The straw seems like would just disintegrate when it hit the, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's amazing. And I know your wife, Melody, could tell stories too, Mike. And I know that because you guys are farmers out in the Midwest. And let me say something. The farmers out west are the backbone of this country. They always have been. And it's a shame what they've been put through. But, Mike, listen, Mike, I know you're a supporter of this program, but I want you to go back and listen to the Cap show that he's talking about the other night. Because the captain, I go on his program a few times a week, actually, now. And try to help them out because we want to unite the Blog Talk Alternative Media. And if you have time, go back and archive that show because the show he was talking about in the beginning is very interesting.
I put it as my featured show. I did that today. I put it as my featured show. Now, I don't know if it sometimes you put your show as a featured show, but it won't actually click in until like the next day or whatever. But
yeah.
Last night was just one for the books. I mean, I swear to God, I could not believe this. I couldn't, but one
Cap, you said 3 years of radio, you've never had any experience like
I've
that. So it must be amazing.
I've never had to hang up on anybody. You know, usually when they make me mad, I just put them on mute. And that way, they could still be able to hear the truth. Maybe I might be able to get, something through to them. But last night was just the wrong night. I mean, I didn't want them on my show. I did not want that kind of negative energy on my show. I said, I can't deal with this. But, I mean, look, you're going to call up somebody and say, look, you're making offensive comments, but you can't tell me what my offensive comment was. Why are you wasting my time? Why are you wasting your time? Why are you wasting every? But, I mean, it was surreal last night. It was kind of fun. I mean, sometimes
it was
kind of fun to argue.
It was electric. And we've had those nights, actually. You know, and anyone else who wants to call in tonight or contribute, I know I lost about 5 callers already. I know you were waiting. Hey, listen, guys, you got to wait your turn. You know, I'm going to get to my supporters first. I always like to try to get everyone in. But listen, if you want to call in, just press 1. You have to understand that. You got to press 1, okay? I mean, so don't send me an email saying, hey, I tried getting on. No, you didn't. You have to press 1. I'm watching the screen. Okay, I'm watching, and I appreciate anyone else who wants to contribute tonight.
Well, you know what? Blog Talk Radio used to say, when you called in, it used to say, if you want to speak to the host, press number 1. Now they don't do that.
I know. And
I
didn't announce
that.
And that's my fault for not announcing that in the beginning, actually. I put it in the chat room. But anyone else who's on the line tonight, we got about 18 callers on the line. Usually I get 40 or 50, but, you know, I didn't advertise the show because my guest dropped out, and that's why I asked the cap to try to help me out for the first half hour or whatever he can do. But if there's anyone else out there who wants to make a comment tonight, hey, listen, if you want to get on the air tonight, if you have a comment or you have something to say, this is your chance. All you got to do, 657-383-0616, press 1. I promise to connect you. We got right now, we just boosted up to, I got 25 callers on the line right now. I've only got one caller pressing the icon, which that's Mike out in Wisconsin. So,
hey,
can I
ask your guest a question real quick? His name is Mike.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. Go ahead, Cap. Cap,
hey,
go ahead.
Mike, you're in Wisconsin. Now,
yes.
What is the feeling? Now, we know that your governor, Scott Walker, he's not supporting Donald Trump. What is the feel amongst you and your other farmers and the people in Wisconsin? Are they pro-Trump? Are they against Trump? Where are they? Where are they actually in Wisconsin?
They're very pro. I mean, I've talked to many people, and you know, some people that I would consider a little bit liberal, but anyway, it's almost like they're so sick and tired of what has gone on that even though Trump isn't the best, I would say, we could have, but he's better than what we got. And he's better.
Well,
he's not
a politician, and that's what American people – that's why people are gravitating towards him. And you know what? I've been saying this. I've talked to my brother. I've talked to other people for the last couple of months, and now I'm starting to see other stories. I think Donald Trump has a really good chance of winning every single state, all 50 states. I think he really does.
Wow. Hey, Cap, I got one of our supporters here. He's a supporter of your show, too. I got Bitbanker. He wants to contribute.
Bitbanker,
so, hey, let's put him on, you know. And it goes for anyone else, too. You're welcome to call in tonight. It's open mic night. But Bitbanker, go ahead.
Good evening, Joe. Good evening, Mike. The Cap. Sorry I missed some of your recent shows, the Cap. I either forget or I'm busy or I'm too tired. I got a garden just like you. I got hundreds of feet of fence that I have to pull up because and there's grass in the bottom of it, and this is all manual labor, so it takes a lot of time and effort.
You know? No, I understand, man.
But we're talking about Trump and everything, and since you're on the call, you're very knowledgeable about this stuff. I'm not because I've really never followed politics. You know, I don't want to bring up that word, but I'm going to have to. Hillary Clinton, you know, tell me about this. See, I don't think there's going to be an election. I think the economy is going to take a turn for the worst. Mm-hmm. And Obama is going to use his executive powers, and there's not going to be an election.
I don't see him having that type of power. But, Joe, you sent me an article, actually. I wanted to read it, the one you sent me, the link you sent me, actually, how the disaster will unfold. It's only a paragraph long, if I can pull it up here. Here it is right here. Just real quick, how the disaster will unfold. This doesn't really mean something simple like a stock market collapse. It more likely means several very, very large banks fail, wiping out the FDIC. It means the general public putting runs on banks that haven't failed yet, thereby taking those banks out. It means the government declaring a bank holiday during which your credit, debit, or EBT cards simply will not work. And therein lies the danger. When the EBT crowd can't get food, they will do what the EBT crowd does best, which is what? Riot. Their cities will fall first as riots and looting spread. City dweller homes will be invaded by roving bands of savages hungry for food. They will take yours. Can you protect yours? You know, bands of savages hungry for food. You know, what are you going to do? But the cities won't be the only place trouble comes. Suburbia is next. You see, when banks are closed, there will be supply chain disruptions. Truckers will not be able to get fuel because their credit cards will not work anymore. No fuel means the trucks don't move. No delivery, perhaps for weeks. And tell me,
We all know grocery stores only have an average of 3 days supply of food. And if we go weeks without deliveries, what will happen? We will have to call in the military. We will have to declare martial law. There'll be roving bands of gangs running around attacking. Well, they do it now in the cities. I mean, they attack people left and right. I mean, they get caught out at 3 o'clock in the morning walking down Martin Luther King Drive in any state. Your ass is going to get attacked. You know, and listen, if anyone's offended by that remark, you know what, too damn bad.
You're absolutely correct, Joe. And, you know, in the opening that I was listening to, you know, about the New World Order. Well, this is what they want. They want martial law. They want us to kill each other so they can swoop in and they can take over. That's what this is all about. And it wouldn't surprise me a bit. I know I've read a lot of stories. I know there's been a lot of people talking about the economy is about ready to collapse, and it's probably true. I mean, and it wouldn't surprise me a bit if that scenario that you just talked about, where none of the you know, the banks are closed and no EBT cards, no credit cards or debit cards are going to work, and yeah, you're going to have chaos not only in the cities but suburbia, the country. You're going to have it everywhere. And I really think that this is what these people want. They want this. They want to go to war with the people. They want a war with the people. Why? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. But I really believe that's exactly what they want. Well, you know, you got to be careful with stuff like that. You don't underestimate the American people. You just don't underestimate the American people, because if a battle is what you want, we're going to give you the whole damn war. Don't do that. I'm telling you,
the militias will form. The militias will form, and you'll have locked down communities, yes. But I mean, my neighbors, let me tell you something, Captain. Joe, I know you got a point to make, but hang on. My neighbors are so uneducated and so damn dumbfounded and so egotistical and dumbfounded, actually, that they are, you know. There he goes. There goes my other guy to the camp. There goes he. Then when they knock on his door, what happened? You know, that's how stupid they are. You know, so, you know, that's why it's so important to connect with family and friends and be united. I'm not talking about pick up your guns and go storm the Capitol. I'm talking about be ready in case something happens and defend yourself.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about, you know?
Right.
But, Joe,
go ahead.
Make your point.
Yeah, my point, which goes along with it, you know, like I said, I've been working in my garden, and I went down and I bought a bottle of beer so I can sit down in front of the TV this evening and drink my bottle of beer. And I've been going down this store long before they even opened, so I know them quite well. And they had two police officers in there at the time. One of them is our local police officer that serves this area, who I know, and he knows me. Now, my arms are bleeding from getting hit by fence and everything. They're not bleeding, but they've bled, and the blood is on my arms and everything. And I'm in there sitting down, and a woman comes in, and she's got an EBT card, and she wants to buy two 40-ounce bottles of beer. And the guy said no. The guy said no. And you should have heard what this woman called this guy. So, right, what's gonna happen when they turn those EBT cards off? You know what's going to happen already. But these police officers, you know what? They didn't want to know me from Adam. They didn't want to talk to me. They didn't want to hear anything I had to say. But it's okay for them to come in front of my house here and pry and get all the information they can.
You're right, Joe. You're right. I know. I understand. And you know what I always say? You know what? Look. Yeah, everyone says, well, they're just doing their job. Well, you know, the Nazis said the same thing. We were following
orders.
Yeah,
I don't
buy it either, Cat. Are there good police out there? Yeah. Well, listen, real quick. Give me 2 minutes here, and I'm hoping one of my callers that I just messaged will call in and just say hi to everybody. She hasn't called in a long time. Hopefully she can say hello. But anyway, real quick, the other day I had an appointment early in the morning, and I wasn't feeling good, you know, after my appointment. And I'm not going to get into details, but I pulled over into a parking lot under a shaded tree, a big tree, and it was a bank parking lot. Well, it's kind of a little plaza-like. And it was in the back, and I parked my car. I drive a brand-new Mustang. And, you know, so I put the seat back, and I said, damn, man, I feel like I'm going to be sick. And I took a drink of water, smoked a cigarette, and I leaned back my car. You know, I nodded out for about 35 minutes. You know what? I opened my eyes. I got a police officer standing at my door. He's like, what are you doing? Are you tired? I said, yeah. I said, I felt a little sick, and I felt it was safer to park right here than drive down the road and cause an accident. I said, why? Are there any no trespassing signs put up here? This is a public parking lot. He goes, well, there's a bank right here, and the employees called them in, and they're suspicious, and that's why I'm here. They're suspicious of what? A guy sitting in his car doing what? You know, then well, in my education, you know, what the hell kind of country do we live in? You know?
Well, you know what? This is another thing that really bothers me. What is suspicious? What does that mean, suspicious? What is suspicious? Oh, what? What? Anybody could be suspicious. I mean, you can go up to anybody on the street. You know what? You're suspicious. I think that you're a pedophile, or you're a this, you're a that, you're a this. I got to call the police. They're suspicious. What does that mean? But what did you
but
see?
But why call the police, Cap? But, Cap, why didn't the manager of that building come out and say, hey, what are you doing? Are you okay? Why call the police?
Look, this was about 6 years ago. And at the time, I had lived in my neighborhood for about, about 16, 17 years in the same place. Well, there was a friend of mine that I used to act with. She lived over on the next block. Okay, so I went over there, and I was waiting by her, just a couple of doors down from her, because my other buddy was coming by to pick not only me up, but pick her up, and we were going to go to the theater for our rehearsal. So I'm standing out there, and I got a backpack. And all of a sudden, this cop pulls up and starts just interrogating me. And I'm just thinking, I said, well, for what? I said, I'm standing here. He says, well, where's your ID? I says, I don't have. He says, do you have any ID? And I said, no. And he goes, what do you mean, no? And I said, well, no, I don't have any ID. Well, why don't you have any ID?
Papers, please.
And I told him,
papers,
I said,
please.
Because we're not in a – I said, we don't live in a fascist state here. I said, I don't have an ID. I don't need an ID. I already know who I am. Why do I need a freaking plastic card? He says, well, we need to know who you are. And I said, well, you want to know who I am?
No, you don't.
I said,
no, you
become
don't.
My friend. And the way you're going, you're not going to ever become my friend. And I said, I'm just standing here waiting for my ride. Well, my buddy of mine pulls up, and I scream at him, and I just dismissed the cop. I just left him. And I went into my buddy's car, and I said, let's go. And the cop was just, in his car, just like, what? And I said, I'm just sitting here. Well, the neighbor, I seen her out there. And I was living in this neighborhood long before her. Well, she saw somebody just standing out there by themselves. And this is suspicious. So you can't see somebody standing on a street corner. That's suspicious today. Somebody standing
on
a street corner
is
suspicious.
That's what see something, say something. No, see something, mind your own damn business.
I've talked about this on my show. This see something, say something, yes. But here's what you have to do. First of all, you've got to take a second look. Did I really, really see what I saw? Okay, it doesn't take but just a couple of seconds to actually take another look. That's all that you have to do. See something, say something, yes, but with that, you need responsibility. Anybody can say, well, I saw something, it's suspicious, call a cop. Well, these cops are going to be showing up all over the place, and meanwhile, they're going to have banks being robbed, they're going to have women being raped, children being tortured. I mean, my God, who knows what people do? So, you've got to be responsible.
Yeah. No, but I will say this. I will say this to close out my story. The cop actually was, you know what? He was like, okay, hey, look, there's suspicious in there. He can go someplace else. He didn't ask me for my ID. He didn't bother me. He said, hey, have a good day. See you later. And you know what? I liked that. He just walked away.
Well,
didn't bother me. You know what I mean?
He was a jerk. He immediately he got a tip. And, you know, you don't need any evidence today. All you need is an accusation. You get an anonymous tip, you're guilty. That's what it is.
I know. Oh, in Connecticut, in the state of Connecticut where Joe's from, that's a major police state. But I must say,
let me tell you what's going on here. I just heard on the news this evening in New Haven, they're expanding their search to, I don't know, a 1.5, five square miles or something like this. They must have microphones and everything. When a shot is fired, all police officers will be notified within 45 seconds whether it's a real shot or whether it's a backfire. This is the entire area of New Haven. Now, how are they doing this? With cameras and microphones? So
yes, on telephone poles. Yes.
Right. They're gonna know what everyone is doing, and of course they can bring in facial recognition software, and you know.
Well, you worked. Yeah. Well, Joe, you worked at Yale University. You said you worked with Dr. Henry Lee. We know Dr. Henry Lee. He worked on the O.J. Simpson case. He's one of the most renowned forensic scientists in the world. What was your take on him? What were you guys working on at Yale?
Well, we've already been through that. We actually didn't get a real opportunity to work on it because I was just starting with him, and then I left there and I went someplace else. But that's exactly what we started working on, collecting all data from all computers and all cell phones and having a central repository for it so that anything could be searched.
Wow. And you worked as a IT professor at Yale, or what was your job position?
Yeah, well, the goal here was on Colony Street, they have a state police barracks here in Meriden, and that's where the forensic laboratory was going to be built and started, and I'm sure it did, but like I said, I left at that point and I went someplace else, so I didn't play any part in it, but what I wanted to do was set up the lab for all the computers and everything else, but it never got that far. But I did take some courses and everything that he suggested to deal with computer forensics and things of that nature.
Well, yeah, of course. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, so you go ahead, Cap. I'm sorry.
No, this is Mike.
Oh, Mike. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. I've got four callers on right now.
Listen,
real quick, Mike, real quick. I saw a couple people drop. If you want to check in tonight, or you want to participate, or even if you want to just talk about your situation or share another story, just, 657-383-0616, press 1, and I'll connect you, okay? It's open mic night tonight. Everyone gets a chance. So take your chance, no matter who you are, where you're from. But go ahead, Mike.
I kind of wish for the Andy Griffith kind of law enforcement. We used to have that out here. You really didn't have much of a problem with the police or any. I don't know. You remember the police used to be what was their motto? Protect and serve.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's basically what they did out here. I mean, you know, we had one cop for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of square miles, one cop, you know. And But nowadays, what's going to happen is, what happens is, the town cop is going to pull somebody over. He has to call a sheriff. He has to sit and wait and call a sheriff to have a sheriff come in as backup.
Why? Are the sheriffs the real law enforcement? I don't understand.
Yeah.
What do you mean he has to call a sheriff?
Yeah, the sheriffs are like the state police in Connecticut. You know, they're...
Okay.
When they talk, everybody walks. I mean, you know...
Well, that's the way it should be. The sheriff is the only elected law enforcement official in this country. You know, I mean,
and they're the most powerful law enforcement.
That's
supposed
true.
To be. They're supposed to be. Let's put it that way.
Well, they are.
Yeah. They can actually kick the federal government out of the county. They are over
That's
the
true.
Feds.
That's true.
They can,
That's
they
true,
can form
Cap.
Their own army. A sheriff can deputize anybody. He can say, "You want to be a deputy? Here's your badge. You're now a deputy." A sheriff can deputize. He can form He can form an army. He can do it, and that's what we need. We need more sheriffs that actually understand the purpose of a sheriff. Understand
so true,
the Constitution. Understand
I've
what
another,
people
Cap.
Are really going through and defend them.
That's right, Cap. I got another caller here that hasn't called in a long time. So I'm glad to hear her voice. This is Bridget from Reidsville, North Carolina. So I'm going to go ahead and connect her right now. Bridget, go ahead. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I don't know how long I can stay on because we got a bad storm out here. It doesn't seem to want to stop. So, and I've got children that might wake up. Well, one child. So, I don't have anything specific to add. I really haven't had that many one-on-one interactions with police. Actually, I've had none. So,
well, that's good.
As far as that, well, yeah, that's good. I think it's good to stay away as much as possible and stay out
that's
of trouble.
True.
And that way you don't have any problems. So, I
don't
really
have
anything to
add about that. Yeah, but a lot of these people are staying out of the way. They're not causing trouble, and they're being you know what I mean? I mean, people say, this is what really bugs me, is people say, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, and this is what the Germans said about the Nazis and the Gestapo. Well, if you're not doing anything wrong, you got nothing to worry about. Well,
that's
they're
not true.
Attacking people doing things wrong. They're attacking,
yeah.
They're attacking anybody. So it doesn't matter whether you're doing something wrong or not. The fact that you are in front of them and they see prey, you know, I mean, a hungry lion sees, you know, a hapless antelope. Well, he's going to attack it.
Yeah, that's right, Cap. You're right. And that's what someone said one time. Well, if you have nothing to hide, why not let us search? Well, I have everything to hide. That's my Fourth Amendment right. It's my stuff, my papers,
right.
My belongings.
It doesn't matter if I have anything to hide or not. I don't have anything to hide, but it's none of your damn business what I have in my house.
That's right. That's right, Cap. But Bridget, real quick, because you said you're pressed for time, so go ahead if you want anything else
sorry.
To add. That's okay, Cap. Go ahead, Bridget. You got anything else you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, I agree. The cops can single you out even if you're not doing anything wrong, because I've read plenty of stories about that happening. But as far as being singled out myself, that's never happened to me. Hopefully it never will. You know, I know that things are getting more intense and, you know, there's a lot of things going on right now with, you know, the politics, with people getting attacked.
Hey, Bridget, real quick, what's your opinion on the election? I know you were, when you used to call in months and months ago, you were an avid Ron Paul supporter. What do you think about Donald Trump? What's your personal opinion real quick? And then I want to give Cap some closing thoughts too, because I know he has to go, and I want Cap to promote his show for tonight. So go ahead, Bridget. Just give us your quick opinion on Donald Trump, because we're mostly Trump supporters here tonight. And if anyone, like I said, if anyone else wants to call in, this is your chance to do so. You need to press 1. It's open mic night tonight. Everyone gets to share whatever they so choose. Okay, and I've got 3 other callers that want to call in also. So, Bridget, real quick, go ahead. I'm going to get to 1 more caller, and then I want to go to the Cap. So go ahead, Bridget.
Well, as far as Donald Trump, I don't really care for him.
Why?
I don't really
care
for anybody since Rand Paul dropped out. I really wish he would have put up more of a fight, stayed in there. I know that there was no chance that he was getting in there, but I wish he had stuck in there a little bit longer. As far as Donald Trump, I watched a video the other day about some of the things he was saying about women, and as a woman, it just really hit me wrong. I mean, maybe he was joking, but, you know, I just didn't really care for it.
And what did he say?
I mean, I can't
that
remember
is
the
big
specific,
thing.
But he was some derogatory comments about women, you know. As a woman, I mean, maybe he was joking. Maybe they were taken out of context. I know they do that to make them look bad. So maybe it's not what it seems, because sometimes stuff isn't. But if that was true and it wasn't just, you know, something that was put up to make him look bad, then I didn't like it.
Well, you know,
well,
if Donald Trump is really so – you know, against women, I mean, look, I mean, he's got a very beautiful wife and he's got very beautiful daughters. I'm pretty sure that his wife and his daughters, if he was really being discriminatory towards women, and he is very close to his family, he really is. I'm pretty sure that his wife and his daughters would be all over him if he was really being discriminatory.
I agree with that. And Bridget, I know you can't stand Hillary Clinton. Come on.
No, she is evil. She's satanic. And they're going to put her in there. And as soon as they do it, we're in big trouble.
That's
so,
right. Well, Bridget,
when that time comes around, they're going to put her in there. And I hate it.
So, real quick, last question, because I got a couple other people that wanted to call in. What's your prediction? Who do you think, in your experience, being, the age you are, having children, being a mother, who do you, and knowing about, you follow this show, you follow the New World Order, you know what's going on, you've listened, I know you've listened, you haven't called in, like I said, in a long time, because, you have children to take care of, I understand that, but what do you think, what's your prediction here on this election, who do you think? Trump or Hillary, who are they going to give it to?
They're going to give it to Hillary.
Because
that's their plan. I think they're making it look like they're going to give it to Trump because right now that's causing a lot of chaos, with people, being violent toward people who support Donald Trump or don't support. I can't ever remember which one. I'm so sorry. Is it the opposite or is it?
Well, it's the people that are against Donald Trump that are causing all of
the people but I think that's a little extreme, If you don't support him, you don't support him. There's no need to, be violent over it. Everybody has a right to support who they want. Personally, I don't support anybody, either one of them.
Well, I know. I agree with you there.
I don't even know how to answer that because it's like bad and much, much worse. To me, talking about Hillary.
I understand that, but hey, Bridget, thanks for calling in. And I saw a couple other callers that wanted to call in. Area code 816, you dropped. Area code 509, you dropped. So you got to press 1. And if you press 1, I'll see the icon. You can't press it over and over because it'll disconnect you. So if you want to talk tonight or have an opinion or a comment, it's open mic. And everyone has a right to share. I want people to share. I like to hear different voices. So if you press 1 time, that's all you got to do, okay? And if you press 1 twice, you've dropped. I had you already on here once, and now I see the icon drop. So I'm going to go ahead and connect. Okay, 816 just hung up, so they probably didn't want to talk. Maybe it was a prank. Who knows? 509, I'm going to go ahead and connect you. 509, hey, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm on a bus right now, though. That's why I dropped it.
She dropped. Okay, I know who this is.
Sue,
how you doing?
Is
this Sue?
Yes, it is.
Sue, how you doing? Are you okay, Sue?
I am.
Well, that's
trying
good.
To get where I need to go. I've had my vehicle sabotaged with trying to expose the corruption. Yes, and I was on your show last night, and they were crazy last night, and you do not offend me at all. I hope you know that. They offended me because they wouldn't stop, but you do not.
Oh, was that not like, it was almost comedy last night, Sue, with these people. And they would not tell me.
It's crazy.
They would not tell me what I was offending them on. It was bizarre. It was absolutely surreal.
But real quick, Cap, before we get into that, Sue, you need to email me because I've been listening. We called the sheriff's department.
I'm not real close computer accessible right now. That's part of the problem.
I understand. Okay, I understand. But listen, I'm very concerned about your case and your situation. And you can ask Cap. I emailed him after the show. I said, hey, I had Sue on, and she's got some problems. But I'm glad you're tuning in. Hey, Sue, if there's anything you want to share real quick.
I ran into one of the judges in the library a couple days ago and then again yesterday. And I've called them out because they are literally anyone who knows the constitutional law. They're intelligent enough to know their rights, and they stand up for themselves. they are trying to have them certified. And it doesn't matter what kind of a charge it is, a misdemeanor. They're trying to take their rights away. And I called John Odell, who is a judge out in the library in front of everybody, and he tried to deny it. And I came right out and told him, if you're going to deny it, if your name is John Odell, then you're a bald-faced liar. And he got him walked out of the library. And again yesterday I spoke up and said, you know, is that the way it's supposed to be in this county, that people no longer have rights? And he just ignored me. I said, understand, at some point you will fall under investigation.
That's right.
Hey,
I know, Kemp, real quick. That's right. I wanted to get to you. Promote your show for tonight. What you got going on tonight? Tell us, and because I'm going to tune in tonight, and I'm going to ask everyone that's in the chat room. We got a bunch of people in the chat room. We got about 12 in the chat room. Many people, others listening. We got phone lines filled. I'm glad I was able to get to Sue. That's great. But Cap, promote your show, please, because I know you got to go.
I do got to go. I got a few more things that I got to take care of. But tonight, my top stories are: the DOJ moves to reinstate the fired VA chief. You remember her, where she lied and she falsified documents? Well, now we've got Loretta Lynch, who wants to give her job back. This woman doesn't deserve her job back. She deserves to be in jail. Those are real people that died because they could not get a doctor. And this woman covered up, and she made sure that nobody found out that these people did not get a doctor. I'm sorry. I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to blast off into Deep Space Nine again tonight. It's going to happen.
Not Deep Space Nine, please.
it's going to happen. We've got a Somali horn.
I want to hear the horn. I want to hear that ship's horn tonight. I'm tuning in tonight. You let me know when I'm able to call in, because you know me,
I
got a big mouth.
Before I talk about anything else, before I get into my scuttlebutt of the day, is what I call it, I do my announcements, and, you know, I promote all my buddy shows, your show and everybody else's. And then before I get underway, I do my ship's horn. But we've got a Somali war criminal that was found working as a security guard at Dulles Airport in D.C.
Get away.
Yes, no, honest to God. And he's been there for over 6 years. This is crazy. We got children at an elementary school that are forced to cross-dress in the spirit of the LGBT community. We got parents. Yes, this stuff is real. We got Obama, who tried to attack Donald Trump yesterday. Oh, my God, I've got the tape. Oh, it is funny.
I remember that, and you know what? He took credit for the unemployment rate dropping to 4%. But you know what? It wasn't because of his stimulus package. It was because of the fracking.
Well, this one is different. He was at a Hillary Clinton rally yesterday. I think they were in Indiana. And he was trying to attack Donald Trump. Well, he just could not spit it out. This guy was mumbling, stumbling, tripping all over himself. It is funny. And I'm going to play that tonight. It is going to be funny. But
listen, everybody on the show tonight, if you got time, check in with the Cap show tonight, please, really. And Cap,
here's how you log on. It's blogtalkradio.com, and then it's / the Capt, TheCapt. And you'll be able to see it. That's my archive page, and you'll be able to see the live icon, and you'll be able to do it. So it's the same blogtalkradio.com where you are when Joseph tonight, but it's / the Capt, T-H-E-C-A-P-T.
And you'll be on in an hour. You're going to be on in an hour, Cap,
right? In an hour, 8 p.m. Eastern till 10 p.m. Eastern. And again, I do try to take phone calls from the second hour. Your calls are welcome. That's fine. But if I offend you, you just have to tell me what it is that I offended you. Just tell me what it is, and I can explain it. But if you tell me I just offended you and you can't tell me why I offended you, well, then we can't really have much of a conversation. That's the way to – thank you very much for inviting me on here tonight, Joseph. I really appreciate it. Sue, you're a good guest. I love you. And Mike, I've never met you before, and it was nice talking to you, and it's always nice talking to you, Joseph. But I really, really, really do got to run. But other than that, you continue on with the show. And, hey, look, we all have to support each other. This is where you're getting the real news right here. Blog Talk Radio. This is where you're getting the real news. We're real people talking about real issues. So in any event, Joseph, you have yourself a great night, and I hope to see you on board tonight. Okay?
You will. Thank you, Cap. God bless. Take care. Be safe.
All right. Bless you too, my friend. Bye-bye.
Okay, that was the Cap, folks. He's dropped. He's muted. And, you know, we thank him for supporting the show. And that was, you know, my guest canceled tonight. I asked him, hey, come on. He did it in a moment's notice. That's what friends are supposed to do. That's why I ask family sometimes to do it. And most of my supporters, I know Mike out in Wisconsin, he does, you know, he checks in. We got Jill and Meriden, and Bridget does. Joe and Sebastian Florida sometimes checks in. I'm missing Elizabeth Rondo tonight. She didn't check in. And we have other people that Mike even asked about. Hey, where's Jason? Where's Chris? You know, where are all these other people? Where's John from Wallingford? Well, anyway, to give you an update on John, he's got a job at Marriott in Wallingford, Connecticut. He's got a girlfriend. He's 18 years old, so don't count on him calling in too much. He don't need us anymore. Okay, we know about those teenagers. And, of course, my niece, Savannah, I've tried to contact her, and she's too busy posting selfies on Facebook. So, you know, when I go visit her, you know what, maybe I won't have time for her either. So, do on to those as they do on to you. That's my golden rule. So, but thank you for all those who supported me tonight and those of you who contribute your time. I'm sorry about last Sunday, but it was a holiday weekend, and I kind of figured many people would not listen because, look, people were at picnics. You know, what are we going to do? We can't get a hold of anybody, and it's Memorial Day weekend, so we were here this Thursday. We'll be here again Sunday. I will have us a guest on Sunday. What about? I don't know. I have a couple people that have emailed me who want to come on the air live and talk about their ideas and, you know. And anyway, other than that, we're going to go ahead and get ready to wrap it up. Thanks, Sue, for calling in tonight. Sue obviously is a diehard supporter now of the program. And, you know, that's what we have to do. We've got to give everyone a voice, you know, and we try to give them a voice. And where the hell are they? It's like Mike out in Wisconsin. He tried to get his sister on here to talk about her expertise. You know, where the hell are you? Where the hell is she? You know, I mean, you know, it don't make any sense. We're giving you a worldwide platform with many people listening. We've seen that. We witnessed it, you know? It just doesn't make sense. But we can all see the show is growing. We're having different people call all over the country into this program. You remember our old friend out in Nevada? He calls in sometimes. New voice. We got our friend Dr. Ventura out in California. He checks in. He's always available to come on the program. So you know what? The show has grown since we have first started, and that's what's important. So I'm going to ask my listeners and supporters, hey, do you know somebody who has a story to share? Do they want to be heard? Do they want us to investigate their problem? Do they want us to contact people as the media? Because you got to remember, we've done that on this program. We contacted Walmart. We even contacted the White House. Okay? We remember last week with Sue. What do? We talked to the Sheriff's Department, the prosecutor's office. We will contact people for you. So I'm asking my supporters out there, if you know people out there that have a problem or something to talk about, or if you have a show idea, within reason, where we can connect with somebody, then email me, joegibsonishome@yahoo.com, or contact me on Facebook. Well, anyway, thanks for everybody tonight. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Thunderstorms winded down, by the way, so I think we're okay. But anyway, good night, everybody. God bless. Take care.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancakes.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Our utilities, our toys, etc.
Well, the internet has turned out to be your own worst enemy. We know you now. Patriots like myself have researched and found out who you are, where you work, where you eat, where you live, where you play. We watch you every day. We are the guy sitting in the car across the street. We are that new guy who just joined your church or came to work for one of your companies. We live for the day when you will be dealt the same level of evil and cruelty you have been dealing all of humanity. You may know everything about us too, but we don't care. I pray that you try to round me up for one of your FEMA death camps, for you would rather tickle a tiger's ass inside a phone booth than try to take me alive. We fear you not. We may wait on you to make your first move to try to take our liberties, or we may go ahead and strike first and remove you from the face of the earth. All your money and power will not protect you from our vengeance, which we will have very, very soon. You forget there is strength in numbers. You forget there are still American patriots by the millions who will never submit to you or be your slaves. You forget about the 200 million firearms on the streets of America. All you New World Order thugs combined, Blackwater, the brainwashed military, the thug jackbooted cops, FEMA stormtroopers, United Nations peacekeepers, cannot even come close to defeating us. You will make your last and stupid mistake when you declare martial law and try to round us up. But we will fight to the death and take you with us. You should never sleep easy, for you never know when you may wake up in the middle of the night with a Colombian necktie and us standing over you, laughing, while you take your last breath and when we the people take this nation back from your evil grip. We will hunt you to the ends of the earth and shoot you down like mangy dogs. Sweet dreams, motherfuckers. That communication came in from a sniper. I suggest you think about what the fuck you're doing to our goddamn country. Now, a message from the Sons of Liberty concerning the New World Order. You're fucked.
You okay, everybody? Thank you for listening tonight. You missed tonight's program. I'm sorry. This is Blog Talk Radio, Joseph Gibson. I am very sorry that you missed tonight's program. Tune in next time, Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good night, everybody. God bless. Take care.